Hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
So today we're going to talk about people pleasing. We don't really know where we're going to go with this because we've literally just decided to on the topic. I can't speak. We literally decided on this topic, what, 2 minutes ago?
Yeah.
So bear with us.
What we did want to say is the reason we chose this topic is because we were having a bit of a discussion about whether we should change the name podcast. Because some people have been listening, which we're really shocked by and amazed because we didn't really ever think that that was going to happen. And it has sent me into a bit of a spin. Because you think when you decide to make a podcast that you would think about people actually listening. But when I realised that people were listening, it gave me panic attacks and I haven't had those since university. So that's been fun. But thank you for listening. It's been amazing. But with that comes lots of opinions, all of which are like super positive. But people were saying that maybe the name wasn't great. And then we started thinking about, oh, should we change it?
Yeah, I think a couple of people have been talking about sort of the future-proofing, because obviously when we started it, we imagined possibly like, I don't know, 5-10 people, like basically Mark, James, maybe our kids.
Maybe
not the kids. listening to it. And actually we've had like hundreds of people listen to it in the first week. And so
that's amazing.
I mean, it's fucking amazing. It's really, thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone who's listened to it. And hopefully you've listened to them to the end. But it feels like most people have. And like, there's been lots of like overwhelming and really positive feedback. So yeah, then it was like, then someone was talking about future-proofing the brand. You know, what do we want it to become? And the brand, listen to me. The brand.
Our brand.
Adulting bollocks. What do we want it to be? And I think we just want to do this, don't we?
Yeah, I think at its core, it was just always about two friends getting together and spending more time with each other, talking bollocks. And that's kind of where it came from.
Totally.
I think we would probably say that we're both people pleasers. Would you define yourself as a people pleaser?
Yeah, I mean, I spent most of my, I'm 44 now. I would say up until my early 30s, I was a real people pleaser. And actually, definitely to my detriment, but also like the first example that comes to my head is there were times when I would go to 5 parties in one night, mm-hmm. because I didn't want to let anyone down, which I thought was great.
5 parties in one night.
Yeah, like I remember a few times going to, like making sure I attended everything I was invited to on that night.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to hurt any one of them. And one night I was definitely, I drove actually, because they were all over London. And I sort of popped into each one. And actually I thought that was sort of doing the right thing. And the people pleaser in me just, like I said, didn't want to let anyone down. However, I also think what I didn't see was actually I was just spreading myself thinly, and actually people don't necessarily, well, so I thought I was doing the right thing by making sure I pleased everybody,
yeah,
which was just completely running through every part of me. I actually wasn't giving people, better to give more individual time. Yeah,
you were giving the breadth but not the depth.
Correct.
Breadth, see, I like
not
that.
The depth. Yeah. Did you just come up with that?
I did. Fucking I mean, I think it's a thing that people say, but I'm not. I didn't just coin that. But yeah, no. Yeah, no.
I've never heard it.
Really?
Is that bad?
No, I don't think so. I just can't believe you've never heard breadth or depth.
It's, I mean, like, I've heard breadth and depth, but not the way you just said it in that context.
I know. But I'm amazing.
You're a genius, Lucy.
Moderately gifted. Yeah, I think I'm a bit like, I think the thing, I was just thinking about it, and actually I think if I said that I was a people pleaser and like I was sitting opposite some friends that have known me for a long time, they'd be like, you're not a people pleaser, you like do your own thing. And I'm one of those people that I feel like I do please people until I don't. And then right. I'm like, actually do one. Do you know what I mean? Like, but I want to keep everyone happy.
Yeah, I'm more like that now.
Do you know what I actually think it is? I don't think it's about pleasing people. I think it's about trying to make everyone feel good and like loved and yeah. like I care about them. Because I think that I like, so if you say you went to loads of different parties, I remember doing that where I had like one of my best friends, he was going paintballing for his birthday. And then I went across London and went to another party and then came back to his party. And it yeah, was like this real totally. Hectic, stressful day where awful. I just went to the other party for like an hour. And I was like, why did I do that? But it was because I didn't want to let that person down. But then actually, they probably didn't even really care that I was there or even notice or even remember the next morning. I was there for like the hour. Do you know what I mean? Because it was like I was in and out, shaking it all about, and then didn't really. Oh,
the phone's ringing in between our
phone call there. Ooh, who gosh. Was that?
That was lovely Chris, actually. Chris down the road. I'm just going to, how do I shut that
oh,
down?
Oh, I'll tell you what we do need to do, which people have been asking for, is the Mr. Porsche update, please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mr. Porsche. Oh, my God. So, you know, when I kind
do
of...
Do a quick recap.
Okay, so Mr. Porsche, so I have... We were talking about, was it anger?
Manners,
that's right. Sorry, my
you need to turn your thing on silent.
I need to do something with this. Right, so basically, in our manners episode, something that really drives me mad is people driving like absolute dicks along our road. And we have speed humps, but that doesn't seem to deter. Anyway, there's a particular man who drives like an absolute twat in a Porsche. And I have memorised his number plate. And basically, and shared the news amongst the fellow neighbours and anyone who will listen, including you guys. And the other day I stopped him and I think he thought I was stopping to sort of have a really nice conversation, because on the whole, I think I come across as being quite friendly. But no, I sort of stopped him and I was like, you need to stop, you know, driving. You know, I've seen you. And then as I was saying it, I realised I knew him and his face was familiar and it was all a bit awkward. But I still sort of carried on saying it, but not with as much confidence. It was like, you... you're driving really badly. Anyway, so that's what happened. So for those of you who want the update and have listened to that episode, basically cringe moment walking Gabriella up to school the other day. Sure enough, I recognise him because he's one of the dads at school. And as I was walking up, he was walking down like right. You know, there's a metre and a half on that pavement. So it's not very wide. And I just walked past him and I just walked past him and kind of just sort of looked like I think I gave him just a really awkward sort of smile and he sort of did the same and I just didn't say anything because I was really shocked that it was that him. And that's where I recognized him from. I thought it was like from the gym or whatever, but no, sure enough, Porsche KR67 is
a dad at the school.
Dad at the school.
So does he have Porsche. The child in the car when he's driving?
No,
like
I've never seen the child in the car. And hopefully, I haven't actually seen him driving up and down the road since. But hopefully, next time he won't drive like a prick.
Well, maybe that's just giving him the little check that I don't feel like I can really talk on this subject much because I got down in August to 6 points on my license, which I was incredibly proud about. And my husband told me the other day that I've got another speeding ticket. So I'm really annoyed with myself. And I know speeding is bad. So I don't really feel like I can give any advice on this. But I wouldn't. That was on a motorway. I only ever speed on a motorway. Does that make it better?
I think
I'm trying to justify myself here.
I mean, you are talking. I mean, it is pot calling kettle black here because I also, despite driving from the age of 17, I have never had a speeding ticket, and I've recently had two. So I did the speed awareness course, and then I did, and then I'm having to accept the points for the second one. But I too. It's been on the motorway or been on like a main road. It's not in a 20 mile an hour near a school.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't, with sort of speed humps.
Yeah.
And he just, it's not just like fast.
It's the
like
aggression.
Dickish.
Yeah,
it's
the aggression.
And it's like proper small dick syndrome. Yeah. That's how it feels anyway.
SDE. Small dick energy.
Oh, yeah, small dick energy. Yeah,
it's the, sorry, I'm like, trying to make it a thing.
Syndrome's like an
S. BDE is a thing. I'm trying to make SDE a thing.
What's BDE again?
Big dick energy.
Oh, big dick energy, small dick
energy.
Like,
I feel like my husband gives BDE.
Yeah.
You know, he's not like a real alpha, yeah. Like, you know, that's yeah. BDE. So
yeah.
You don't have to swing it around.
Yeah.
Because you know it's big,
because you know.
Baby.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Well done, James.
He is going to absolutely kill me because he listened to the affair one, I think, just to find out whether I was having an affair. And he, I can't remember even what I said, but he was like, yeah, I was a little bit embarrassed about the fact that you'd said that about me and this about me. It's a good job I've got a short-term memory because I can't even remember what it was that he said, but he was slightly embarrassed. But I mean, oh God, he's going to kill me. Let's move on.
Yeah, I do like on. The fact that James thought you might admit to an affair on a podcast with me. Well, just listen, just in case she is having an affair and she decides to talk about it. I mean... You
what
could. You possibly would.
Yeah, no, I did say, not... it's that classic thing, isn't it, though, of like, when would I have the time or energy to have an affair? Like, I just actually wouldn't. It would just like, I'm the most honest person as well. Like, I cannot lie, although I do lie because I've admitted to that in a previous episode as well, actually. And that my tell is very, very... That's actually what he did as well. What? He called my sister-in-law up and was like, what's her tell? Tell me. So now he knows what the tell is as well.
When you're lying.
Yeah, something to do with my lips, which is really annoying. So now he also knows about this tell. So I'm going to have to stop lying.
He'll become angelic from this moment on.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe.
Back to people.
People pleasing. So
do you think you get less of a people pleaser as you get older then? Is that the thing? Does it go back to trying to fit in?
I think I was quite bullied at primary school. And it wasn't until, or I was either bullied or I was the third person. So, yeah. In that sort of triangle, that really unhealthy number of three.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think from then I just wanted to be liked and I wanted people to like me and love me and know how much I love them too. So I think that's where mine sort of came from. And secondary school, I had a breeze. Like it was like all the shit stayed in primary school at primary school age for me.
That's
and then
nice.
Secondary, it got a lot easier, thank God. But, you know, I remember one friend telling me to not walk on the same side of the road as her. And I would kind of do it because I was quite weak.
What do you mean? Like, because she didn't want to be seen with
you? She just didn't want... She was pissed off with me about something. So she would... We were walking back from the stables one day and she was like, don't walk on the same side of the road as me. Go on the other side. And I'd just be like, okay then, you know. So I had a bit of a shitty time. So I think that's probably what caused my sort of... The need, the disease to please, as Oprah says.
Oh, I like... See, I've never heard that before. The disease to please.
The disease to please.
But is that what she calls it? A disease?
It is a disease. I mean, it's horrible because you do end up doing so much to your detriment, at your detriment, in order to sort of...
I think a bit, for me though, I think also others. I do like to please people. So I had a very different experience from you. I think my primary was really good. And then transitioning from primary to secondary, that kind of year I found really difficult because I went into a new school. These people were so different to what I was used to. And I just kind of, I think I took on the persona, or I think I masked and became this, what I needed to be, which was, you know, to kind of take the mickey out of people, not take the mickey out of people, but kind of be like them almost. I kind of mimicked them, I think. I mimicked what I saw. And I don't know if I was a people pleaser. I think one of the reasons I do everything and take everything on is because I find it difficult to explain what I want, and therefore I just think, oh, I'm just going to do it myself. So I'll take on a lot from people, maybe not to please them, but just, yeah, maybe it is to please them, but also just to get things done as well. That's more in my work life.
Yeah, same, same.
I'm very like, I'll do that. Yeah. I'll do that.
It's and just then quicker, easier when, than yes. explaining. Yeah. Yeah. And so, oh, and also trusting that it actually gets done to the standard that you set.
Yeah.
Because actually there are times when you can ask someone to do something and then they sort of can't do it. Yeah. And then that you spend 5 minutes and you've kind of got it done.
Yeah. So and that I think it feel like it is
a control thing. Maybe
I'm a bit of a control freak.
I think I'm a control freak when it comes to work.
Yeah. Do I people please in my personal life? Probably. Do you know, I'm just a bit of a, I think I'm just, I just say yes. I think I'm a yes person, actually.
Which is quite people pleasing.
Yeah.
I mean, do you worry about people liking you? And do you worry, I mean, what is people pleasing?
No,
is it pleasing people? Is it doing things so that people are pleased with you? You know, is it to please them? Is it to please you? Like what is people pleasing, actually?
Oh God, maybe we should have started with that.
Maybe. Don't know.
I think I'm a yes person because I just don't really think things through. I'm like, the people will be like, do you want to do that? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I can agree.
I always say yes. I like, and maybe that links back to my ADHD and my dopamine hit. Like I'm always like, yeah, let's do that. That sounds great. And then it gets to it and I'm like, oh my God, that sounds absolutely terrible. Why did I agree to that? But yeah. It's because I haven't really thought it through. I haven't thought about exactly what I need to do,
yeah,
to do all of those things. So I constantly say yes to like social stuff.
Yeah,
like I'm always like, oh yeah, let's do that, let's do this. And then as those things kind of creep up on me, I'm like, why did I say I'd do that? That sounds absolutely hideous. I'm gonna have to get a train for 2 hours to, you know, and then get a bus to the middle of nowhere to go and
yeah.
go to my friend's baby shower that I haven't seen for 10 years. That I like, why am I doing this?
But yeah.
At the time I was like, oh my God, it'd be so nice to catch up with them. Which
and you
it
want
is
to do it. Because yeah. you want to actually go. It's not that you don't, and you want to try and be able to do all these things.
Yeah. And maybe as a mother as well. I think as a mother, you're just constantly trying to please, aren't you? You're just constantly trying to keep children. I don't know.
It's yeah, I mean, I'm very similar to you in that I sort of won't think of the repercussions, you know, like what I've started to do more so now is really think before I do say yes. Like, is it logical that I can be in South London and in somewhere in Essex on the same sort of evening day?
Yeah,
probably not now. And also if I try and look at the diary before saying yes now, because, you know, someone will say, oh, are you free on the 12th? Yeah. And then in the next week, are you free on the 13th? Yeah. 14th. Yes. But actually then it's like, fuck, I'm out now for the next 3 nights. Mm. And that's now too much.
Yeah.
And so I think people pleasing is making sure people are, that I'm making people happy and people are happy with me. And I think that if I don't do that, I deem anything other, or I not so much now, but I used to deem anything other than people pleasing as like selfish behavior.
Yeah.
Whereas now I am more selfish
yeah.
as I've got older. And as I like in my 30s, I definitely found what you talked about earlier about being more like I'm people pleasing until I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I also don't overthink things as well. So I've got a situation at the moment,
yeah,
for example, where I flaked on a birthday party
yeah.
in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And I feel incredibly guilty about it because it's a really special friend and lovely. He's been through a really hard time and I didn't end up going. And there were lots of different reasons why, mainly because of, like the panic attacks that I've been having recently. And, you know, me not putting too much pressure on myself to do things that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
And I really fretted over the decision not to go, leading up to it, on the day, everything. And I've really, really fretted. And I have messaged to say, like, I'm really, really sorry I didn't come. And I've not had a response.
Why didn't you go? Or what if you want to talk about it or not, you don't have to.
But so I was getting a lift with someone.
What was causing you to fret?
Because I didn't go.
Oh, okay.
I let her down, essentially. Right. And I did. I let her down. I didn't go to her birthday. And I've messaged to say sorry, and she hasn't messaged me back. So I know she's a bit annoyed. Or I think she's a bit annoyed. And I would usually really, really fret about it. But yeah. What I'm doing is actually saying, well, she might not be annoyed. She might just be really busy. Also, you know, she is annoyed, then that's okay. She's not deeply annoyed with me. It's just a bit of a, oh, it was a bit of a shame she didn't come, and she'll get over it. And if she doesn't, then she's not the person that I thought she was.
Yeah, and the friendship actually might not be what you think it, or what you assumed it to be.
Because a friendship should be able to withstand someone flaking on your birthday. Things happen all the time.
Oh my God, one of my like closest girlfriends was having a really difficult time around our birthday, like my birthday, our birthday, but it just so happened, a friend and I often do birthdays together, but hence I said our, but she wasn't having a great time and she didn't come, and that's totally fine. Like, absolutely love her. I really respect, I'm really glad that she put herself first,
yeah,
rather than come for us, you know. And I think as you get older, you know, is fine. And I think not going,
and that's what I mean, is that actually, even if she is annoyed with me,
yeah,
that's not actually about the fact that I didn't come. It's probably about something else, about maybe feeling, you know, a particular way about life and things like that. And it's not on me, is what I'm trying to say. I suppose it's like, if she is annoyed, there's probably something deeper than me just not coming to her birthday that she's feeling at the moment, that has, and me not coming maybe has triggered some of those feelings. And I feel like she will reflect and not be annoyed with me, but I'm not. Usually I'd be really, really fretting about it.
Yeah, like that would stress
really
me out.
Really fretting.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm just thinking, it's fine. I'm just trying to be chill about it and not fret and not ask loads of people if they think that she's... Do you know what I mean? I'm just going to leave that over there for the moment. And I know I'll see her eventually and it'll be fine and I can apologise in person and it'll all be fine. But I do find that really difficult because I do feel like I've let her down.
Yeah, I think that definitely is something that I would say a people pleaser would feel more than a, you know, some people just don't go to things and are like, oh no, I just didn't go. I didn't feel like it. And literally have no like regret, remorse, guilt or anything.
Yeah.
Whereas you and I would, I think it's the guilt and the remorse and the, and that sort of fear of fretting that does ultimately get us to certain things that we're actually a bit too knackered for, or,
yeah,
you know, but I think it's important to put yourself first. And I think now at our age, that's definitely what I'm doing. Like, I never used to, because it was all about how the other person felt. Whereas now I've switched it to more about how I feel. And I really respect my friends who just say, do you know what, Christelle? I am just knackered, or I can't be asked. Like, there are a few friends that I let, like, you know, we're like, literally, do you know what? I just can't be asked. I love you, but I just want to be at home, or
yeah,
I've done too much this week or whatever. And they're like, yeah, no worries. And that's fucking great. That's exactly what I need. And
yeah,
I like it when people say that to me, because that's kind of what you need in a friendship as like a proper adult.
Yeah.
Because life's quite
understanding.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
completely. So, James thinks I'm a bit of an over... James helps me in this way, actually, because I'm a bit of an over... Like, I'll try and say too much as well. Like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm not coming because of this and this,
yeah,
and this.
Yeah,
and this.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah,
like, just say you're not coming. That's, yeah, fine.
But you want...
You don't have to come. Like, you don't have to... It's that expectation as well, isn't it? It's like, you're... I suppose it... Are you putting your feelings on other people as well? Because maybe I would get really upset if someone cancelled on my birthday, and I'm expecting, yeah, that person to be as upset and affected by it as I am.
Totally.
And therefore, but some people just aren't. Some people go, well, I understand that.
Yeah.
Whereas some people might be upset, but I, maybe I'm trying to second guess people too much, and
you're judging people by your own standards, I suppose, which we all do, you know, innately, don't we?
Yeah.
So you're, you know, if she didn't turn up to yours, you're sort of basing it on how on how you would feel. But I also think, like, the fact that she hasn't replied to the text, that's probably slightly unhelpful.
Yeah.
But, you know, each to their own.
Yeah.
And people have to deal with it. But I wouldn't, you know, I personally wouldn't ignore anyone.
Yeah.
And I would accept an apology and be like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, but me too.
Some people can't do
me
that.
Me too. Because I'd also know that that person would be stressing. So I'd want to
completely reassure them.
And that's because I want them to feel okay. Yeah, that's my people pleasingness going, oh, I don't want you to feel awful about it, even if I'm a bit annoyed.
Yeah, even
really.
If I was a bit disappointed, you know, disappointed and upset, I would still not want them to feel like shit about it.
Of course.
I definitely would have responded, but I'm sure it's fine. And actually, do you know what? Like you say, if it's not fine, then fuck it. It's not the friendship or the relationship that you thought it was.
Yeah. And the thing is, she's going through a really busy time. You know, I know that she's got a lot on. She's probably just forgotten. And it probably was literally nothing to her. Like, it was like, oh, that's a shame. And I'm sitting here completely overthinking it. And actually, I should just maybe reach out and be like, are we okay?
Or, yeah, I would.
I'm so sorry. Definitely. You know, like,
yeah,
that rather than sit and fret. I'm a very bad communicator as well. Like, I am a bad communicator. I've realised I'm rubbish.
You're not. Yeah, I think you give yourself too much of a hard time on that. I don't think you are, but I think you should cut
Go in fits and starts. I think that's the thing with me. And what I'm trying to do more...
Yeah.
This year is just if I'm having a thought, if I think something three times, I just try and act on it rather than stewing on something. I do that at home as well now. It's a really good trick. If I see something, I'm like, oh, I really must put that away, or I really must do that. Mm. If I think it a third time, I have to stop and do it.
That's a really good way of doing things. And there's another thing that I've heard, you know, Mel Robbins. Have you heard of Mel Robbins?
No.
She's on Instagram. She's kind of an American with really nice glasses. I don't really
that's
know
what
where
she's
she,
known
yeah,
for.
Blonde, nice glasses. I don't know where she popped up from, but she's kind of seems to be all over my Insta. And she's like, you know, self-help and like going through journeys and oh, that's a terrible accent, but you know, like, just, you know, she's like, you know, growing. Yeah. She's got this book called Let Them, and it's basically like, let them be. I haven't actually started the book, but I've read the
she's read the back, so she knows everything.
I've read the back, I've seen the Instagram reels, but basically it's like, just let them like, if they're being like dicks, let them be dicks. Don't take it on board, is what I'm understanding. Once I've read the book, I'll give it more of a review.
It's like that song, I can't remember who it's by. God, we're so awful. Like, we should bring back Research Lucy to do a bit of like God research. But there's that song about protecting your energy, and I think it's about that as well, isn't it?
It's
about like, just don't let that come into your kind of sphere. I'm a terrible one for imagining things and imagining how people feel and all what they're thinking and la la la, and actually just ask them
and be straight. I've definitely got someone who doesn't really seem to talk to me anymore because of me not turning up to. I was just going through a real shit phase of just being really busy at work. Mark was working away during the week, and I was a bit, and I just couldn't cope with sort of essentially being a single parent during the week with no help at all and working like mental hours.
Mm.
And, you know, I was sort of dropping the ball, and it was sort of engagements and sort of friendships, I suppose, for those 18 months when Mark did that job away. And I think she's never really spoken to me in the same way since, and sort of seems to, but anyway, whatever that it, so the friendship clearly wasn't what I thought it was.
I think it's really interesting. I think sometimes that can happen with kids as well, so friends that don't have children, when you have children, I know I've got friends who don't have kids that find it really difficult that I brought my kid, you know, every time we arranged to meet up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I was bringing my kids, but you could see the face when I did bring my kids.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what do you expect me to do with my children? Like, I don't have any support. Like, I don't, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I don't, yeah, completely.
It's like sometimes when you are in different stages, that can really pull a friendship apart.
It can. Like, I do get it. You know, I do get, you know, really, we all want to hang out without the kids because it's fucking boring at times and you don't get a full conversation in like, you know, 2-3 hours can pass and you've not finished
a sentence.
The sentence, exactly. Like, I can't finish my sentences today. But equally, what are you meant to do? And yeah, that can cause definitely a divide. I keep thinking whilst, like, as we've been talking, it keeps popping into my head, so I'm going to say it out loud. But, like, is it a bit narcissistic to be a people pleaser? Like, or not, but is it,
yeah,
is there
I know
a bit of narcissism
mean.
In it? Like, that, you know, that we assume that people will be upset if we don't go to their party, but actually they might not give a shit. They might actually think, they might just not be bothered or be like, oh, it would have been nice to see her, but actually it's not changed anything. Like, is there a bit
like
of narcissism?
an overinflated sense of your own kind of worth. Importance and worth.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is funny because I think we probably have quite low, like, self-worth in a lot of ways.
Yeah, completely.
And then, but I think for me, it's more about, I think about how I would feel and I project those feelings onto other people.
Same.
So, like, I hate inviting people to my parties and stuff. Ooh, or if I'm doing anything, you know, and we all do. And you put yourself out there, don't you?
Yeah.
So then when you put yourself out there and you're shot down, it's really horrible. And it goes back to, God, I had a situation recently where, and I still don't, I'm still not over it, but Bertie wasn't, my boy wasn't invited to a party that all of his friends were invited to. And I only found out because another mum, we'd arranged a play date and she was like, I'm going to have to cancel the play date because of such and such's party. I'm assuming that Bertie's going as well. And it was like, no, he hasn't been invited. And to say, like, literally all of his other friends were invited and he wasn't.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand why it's actually choking me up a bit.
I know.
I've
had exactly
the
same.
He wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Because I just don't understand.
And you don't just leave one kid out.
Yeah. And I've never spoken to the mum about it and it's fine, whatever. But it takes you back to those times, doesn't it? Where you feel left out as a child or you don't quite fit in for me it goes back to all of those feelings of like real insecurity. And also the other thing I think with us two is we very much like go on people's energy.
Yeah.
And so if we feel like we're going to upset someone or we get a little hint of someone being upset by just like a tiny shift in their energy or something, we go, oh, in our head, it's like, oh, God, I can tell that person's upset. So maybe, you know, I'll try and fix it.
And I'll invite them and I'll do this. And yeah, I've definitely invited people in the past that have either upset me or whatever, yeah, because, like, I don't want to leave them out.
Yeah. But even like just that, like, oh, you know, we want everyone to be happy. We want everyone to feel good. We want,
totally,
you know, and then
yeah,
if we,
God,
we
yes.
notice that they don't. Like, so for example, like talking about matching someone's energy. So James and I are looking at properties.
Mm-hmm.
We went and looked at like 6 different properties on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And like to say like one of the agents was like weird with us, like literally didn't even really say hello to us, like was so bizarre in her energy towards us that I just completely matched it with her and was just like really like standoffish. She was really bizarre. She was really late. She didn't apologize. It was just a really odd situation.
Yeah.
And then as we were walking around the house, it was like a kind of like a U shape, one of the rooms. As we were walking around the house, I made a face at James as she walked left so she couldn't see me. And I was just like, I mouthed to him, like, what the fuck is her problem?
Yeah.
Like that. Like, what the fuck is her problem? I didn't realise she'd come back into the room the other way. So I just saw it. But I just ignored it and just carried on walking. Yeah. And do you know what? Actually, after that, she kind of warmed up.
Perked up.
And she did.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it was.
But she probably didn't realise she was something. God knows. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? You pass these people that are strangers. You interact with complete strangers, you know, in those situations. Be it someone who, you know, is in the shop that you've been in or the estate agent or whatever. And, you know, you just don't know what shit they've got going on,
yeah,
do you?
Totally. So then she started being really nice. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm down with being really nice. Let's go. And like, it was almost like, it was this really weird, like, you know, we were with her half an hour looking around this house and it was this really odd, like, I'm so, like, I realize this, like, I'm so affected by people's energy.
Same.
If someone's off with me, I'm like, and James as well, like, James now knows, like, if I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, nothing. And I'm like, there's something, like, I know, I can tell, like, I can, like, just a tiny little movement on his face or just something to do with his energy, like, yeah, it sounds so, like, wanky.
No, it doesn't
sound
wanky energy, at all. It's true, but energy, it is,
but I suppose that's why I people please as well, because I feel people's energies and I want those energies to kind of stay the same, or I want to, so I suppose that kind of goes back to, I mean, if we're really long and short of it, it's probably all linked to our bloody childhoods, like everything, isn't it? Everything. It's probably linked to
our formative years.
My relationship with my mother and never feeling good enough and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's, like, my dad not being around.
Shy.
My biological dad. You know, yeah, I'm sure it's all linked to that kind of thing. But going back to the Bertie not being invited to,
the party.
Like, on the one hand, because I've had exactly the same with Gabriella, there was one party where everyone, all of her kind of mates, closest friends were invited and she was the only one left out. And I was really upset. And it's just something I wouldn't do. Like, yeah. I wouldn't, you know, whether it's a numbers thing or whatever, I would just make sure the numbers work. Like, I'd rule it out if the numbers didn't work. But when that happened, I was really upset. But I think it also goes, I think because it did go back to how I felt at primary school and sort of the feeling left out. And so I guess that's driven my thing for wanting to be inclusive at any possible opportunity. But I was also thinking, like, Gabriella isn't me. You know, there's something that really helped me at the time was sort of like, Gabriella isn't me, so she might not even feel those things.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, I can't even remember now whether I ever told her. I think she must have found out because they were talking about it at school between themselves. But anyway, it's like, A, Gabriella isn't me, so she won't necessarily feel the way I do. B, she wasn't bullied at primary school, you know, and she is, again, not me. C, she's like half me, half Mark, so Mark sort of gives a lot less fucks about things like that. So, you know, hopefully she's got a bit of him. Like it's really hard and it's really upsetting. And then also, like, actually people can invite whoever they want, you know, and actually maybe I've definitely invited people because I think it's the right thing to do. In fact, I've invited a couple of people that Gabriella has categorically said, I do not want them there.
Yeah.
Because they're not being very nice to me at the moment. Or,
yeah,
you know, and I've gone out of my way. But I don't know, like, it's really upsetting and I'm really sorry that that happened. But
like, is that the right thing to do as well? Like, go against your child's request not to have someone at their
totally
party?
Totally not.
And that's the thing,
I just didn't have the balls to deal with it.
Yeah.
I didn't have the boobs to deal with it. I don't know. Didn't have the
ovaries. I don't have any ovaries. Damn it!
Didn't have the... Oh, I can't...
We need to think of a
really
female
awful
version for
didn't
that.
Have the... I just didn't have the capacity to deal with that and the fallout of it all. And yeah, in hindsight, you know, I mean, I think we'll talk about this on different... I think we've got a parenting strategy, different parenting styles episode at one point.
Oh yeah, parenting styles, yeah, that's
right.
A good one.
I'm sure we'll sort of save it for then, but I don't know, it sort of goes for a long time whenever anything went wrong, I'd immediately blame Gabriella growing up. whereas, well, she's only nine now, but, you know, when she was younger. Whereas actually, you know, there was one time when one dad got pissed off because she'd snatched something out of his hat of the boy's hand, but then the boy had just snatched it out of her hand. But instead, I just took it. I was like, oh, Gabriella, you mustn't do that, rather than go, actually, fuck you, your son, just touch, you know, obviously I wouldn't say, but, you know, like, instead of sort of going, hang on a minute, you know, he actually snatched it out of her hand.
Yeah.
So it's sometimes I just feel like as an adult, you've got to manage it. And also, whilst I did go against Gabriella's wishes, I was also at the same time teaching her, I think, that you shouldn't leave people out.
Yeah.
And that actually those people are within a wider group of friends.
Yeah.
And yes, they might not be being very kind, but kind of the whole Michelle Obama, when they go low, you go high.
Love
Do you know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I love Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Actually, really, I wonder if she could come on our podcast.
Oh, I think we could book her for next week. Tune in for Michelle Obama next week.
So her far, first. We've got Stormzy, Michelle Obama.
We're aiming high.
We are. Yeah.
The caliber's high.
This should be called Adulting Delusion.
We're finally going to get the scoop from Michelle as well over why she didn't go to the inauguration. So tune in for that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd love to.
But no, that is true. And also, it's when they go low, we go high. It's like not tit for tat, isn't it?
No,
they might
not.
Be being, you know, little whatevers.
Yeah.
But let's be inclusive. Let's all celebrate together, you know, and it will be fun. So
yeah.
I think you did the right thing there. I do think, though, I'm a little bit different. So if that father had said to me about snatching, I would have literally turned to the child and been like, well, you shouldn't have snatched. I think I'm a people pleaser until it comes to my kids. And then I am like, you know, I'm the mum that will tell other people's children off and be like, in like a soft play. Obviously, I don't go to soft plays anymore.
Yeah.
Thank God. Those places
awful.
Are
awful. Hell
we should
on
do
earth.
We should do one soft, an episode on
just
soft
on
play.
Soft play and the bloody playground.
Oh, my God. Do you remember the what was that one called in Beckenham that was like had a tie? It was massive.
I've never been to that one.
I actually like used to hear the most inappropriate conversations there as well. Like, oh, God, they were just like. Those places are just absolute hell on earth.
Oh, God, and the
but
sound.
But I was the mum that would be like, you know, oi, let my kid down the slide. Like, it's their turn. Like, I'm not afraid to be like.
I am, but I think I find it harder with people I know. Like, I am in I will tell
strangers.
Any stranger's child off. But I think I used to find it quite difficult. But that all changed when something happened that, I didn't verify with Gabriella and I just went down on her like a ton of bricks and then found out that actually it was completely not what had been discussed and interpreted by the other parent. And since then, it was a really harsh lesson in actually check and get things verified before going along with whatever the other parent is saying.
Yeah.
But no, I do it now and I definitely am not the people pleaser that I used to be. Like, no way. I put myself first far more than I ever used to. I put Gabriella first far more than I ever used to. And, you know, I just can't be arsed with, you know, I don't put up with the
nonsense.
And I don't put up with people who just aren't sort of worth putting up with or who are unkind or, you know, just not very nice.
Please the people around. That please you.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's
like
probably a good way to end, actually, because I don't even know how long this has been on for. How long
what
have
are we
been
doing?
Talking?
That's what other people
oh
were saying.
God.
They were like, it's too long. We need to shorten it down. So this is the thing as well. But we were like, well, we're just going to get, how long was it?
We're actually on 44 minutes now.
Right.
So
well, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Please the people who please you.
Please the people who please you indeed.
Oh my God. It is like we plan
and actually,
these.
It's funny how you started saying, I don't think I'm a people pleaser. And then you actually ended up realizing you are.
I think
you
I
were,
am.
You were to a point.
I am to a point. And then... Although I honestly think if you were talking to my best friends, they would be like, you're not a people pleaser at all. You're like, you really, no, they would.
I think
anyway.
You are, though. I mean, I think you go out of your way. I think you do a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, Karen, say that thing again. Please the
Please the people who please you.
Yeah, I think that's a nice...
And the people that don't, screw them.
Yeah, screw them.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's go.
All right. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.